Hit the road, take me far away. Landed down in Tennessee, running wild, running free. Came home broke as I could be. There was someone waiting there for me. Love never knocked on my door. I thought it just weren't meant to be. There's no telling what lies in store. I still find it hard to believe she could ever fall for a poor boy like me. Who'd have thought the girl next door would be the one I've been longing for?
Just got back about 10 days ago from an epic tour across the Czech Republic, and there's something we've been working on for a while now. There's this pretty amazing thing that happened there after World War II, and through the next 30 years of communism there, they heard these radio broadcasts out of Germany at the end of the war. Americans took over Berlin and Munich and put up these radio towers to broadcast armed forces radio music. And the Czech people started picking up those broadcasts and heard them and fell in love with bluegrass and country music. And now there's incredible bluegrass and country musicians all over that country, and some of the very best bluegrass instruments are made there. And not a whole lot of Americans know that. So we went there to get a bunch of film and kind of tell that story, and we're making a documentary about it that we're really excited about. Yeah. In my opinion, it's less about bluegrass and country music and more about kind of the human spirit and how music is this powerful thing that kind of breaks through shitty politics no matter what. So if you want to know more about it, we have a nonprofit called Bluegrass Ambassadors. Where we do that kind of stuff because we've been so inspired by the trips we've taken around the world. So bluegrassambassadors.org, check it out. What happened is they were not allowed to sing the songs that they fell in love with in English because of their government. So they had to rewrite all these famous American songs in Czech. And we thought it'd be cool to go there and actually have learned one of those. So we're gonna share that with you right now. Johnny Cash was a big deal in the 1970s there. So we learned one of Johnny Cash's most famous songs, but the Czech version of it. So I'm not going to spoil it because you're going to know it.